All right, welcome to another deep dive. You know how this works, right? You give us the sources, and we go in deep to pull out the interesting stuff.
We love getting our hands dirty with your material and seeing what we can uncover.
Yeah, exactly. And today's a bit unique. You've sent in just one verse.
A powerful one, though. And with a very specific focus.
Right. You want to explore the theme of blackness in the Bible.
And those overlooked people of color who are often missed in those stories.
So our mission today is to really dig into this single piece of text, this verse, see what it can tell us about that really big and complex theme.
It's a fascinating challenge, to be honest. A single verse and such a weighty topic.
Absolutely. But hey, that's the deep dive for you. So let's jump right in. This verse is Jeremiah 8.21.
Hit us with it.
Okay, here it is. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I mourn and dismay has taken hold on me.
Wow. Heavy stuff right off the bat.
Right. My first reaction is just the emotional weight of it all. This hurt, this mourning, this feeling of dismay. It really speaks to the reality of human suffering, doesn't it?
Definitely. And also to the deep empathy being expressed. Feeling the pain of others so acutely.
And thinking about the theme you've brought to us, this idea of blackness and those overlooked people of color in the Bible, I'm curious, how do you see this verse connecting to their experiences and perspectives, especially given that profound sense of hurt?
That's a really important question. And a good place to start is by acknowledging that this particular verse doesn't directly mention race or ethnicity at all.
Right. So where do we go from there?
Well, the phrase daughter of my people, traditionally that's understood to refer to the people of Judah or Israel. But here's where it gets really interesting. Think about the geographical setting of the Bible, right? The Middle East, North Africa.
Okay. Yeah, I see where you're going with this.
This is a region where people of color have always been present. I mean, consider the proximity to Egypt, a land where darker skin was prevalent. And the Egyptians, they interacted with the Israelites throughout their history.
Yeah.
So right away, that kind of shatters the image that a lot of us have been given of the Bible, this very European-centric picture.
Okay, so even though the verse isn't directly about a black person, you're saying that the world it's describing was a diverse world, one that included people of color.
Exactly. And what I find so fascinating is how the suffering that's expressed in Jeremiah 8.21, that empathy, how it resonates with the historical experiences of marginalized people, including people of color who have faced oppression throughout history. Mm. Even though blackness isn't specifically mentioned, that raw emotion, that shared hurt, it speaks to those experiences. And again, it challenges the assumptions a lot of us might have, often unconsciously, about what the people in these stories look like.
So you're saying it's not just about the words on the page, but about the connections we can draw, those echoes of experience, and I guess also about recognizing the assumptions we bring to the text. What kind of things might we be assuming without even realizing it?
Well, think about how most of us have encountered biblical stories through art, through movies, and so often, the visual language we've been given has been dominated by European imagery, which, you know, isn't necessarily malicious, but it can lead us to overlook the incredible diversity that actually existed in the ancient Near East.
In this verse, you're saying, by highlighting that shared human experience of suffering, it pushes us to think beyond those visual limitations, to consider that my people might encompass a much wider range of faces and backgrounds than we might initially picture.
Precisely. And I think that's a really powerful takeaway.
So to sum it up, the key point isn't that this verse is specifically about blackness. It's about that profound sense of empathy and shared suffering that's at the heart of so much of the biblical narrative. And it's about recognizing how that sentiment resonates with the experiences of people of color who are part of that world, even if their presence isn't always explicitly acknowledged. It invites us to rethink our assumptions and embrace a much more inclusive vision of my people.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
And for you, the listener, as you're reading the Bible, I think the takeaway here is to really think about the power of historical context, how understanding the geographical setting, the real-world interactions that were happening, how that can enrich our understanding of the text and challenge those assumptions that we all carry with us. This verse, through that lens, it gives us this tiny window into this huge, complex world. And it makes you wonder, what else might we be missing in those familiar stories if we aren't thinking about that potential diversity? So much to ponder. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.